Hey everyone, this episode covers the topic of sexual assault and also harassment. If this triggers anything for you, please give this a miss. And there are some resources in the show notes.
A listener production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today.
Hey everyone, it's Lem here. I'm recording with Abby Monday next week, so we'll have a fresh solo episode on Tuesday with heaps of updates, including mental health updates. And today's episode is a supercut of three Nightmare Fuels with a focus on why men need to call other men out. We've recently found out that our Nightmare Fuels are being used in federal consent harmonization, you know, as evidence to all the fucked up shit some men get up to. If you know a man around you who hesitates to call out other men around them, send them this episode. That's what Abby would like you to do.
Lately, I've been like, you know what? I'm going to get out there a bit more. So been on Hinge and Tinder, messaging a few people.
Vibes.
I basically keep freaking out. And like when they suggest to meet up, I just block them. And but this time I'd been talking to a guy for maybe like 3-4 days. He was really sweet. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to put myself out there. And he was like kind of hinting that he wanted something to distract him from work or whatever, I don't know. And so I sent him like a snap of my boobs and he loved it. And he's like, hey, like, can I pick you up after work? And I was like, look, okay, you know what? I'm going to be impulsive and just do it. So he finished work at 7, but then needed to be back for a call at 9. So I was like, look, I've talked to him for like roughly 4 days. It's like a good compromise of he's probably not going to murder me, but also he's not close enough that if things go wrong, I can't just block him and forget about it. And I was also like, a 2-hour time window, he has to be back, there's like an obligation, it's fine. So I was like, yeah, like, let's go for a drive or whatever, that's fine. I do all the things. I message two of my friends to let me know. I let them know where I'm going. I send them like his Instagram photos of him, his full name, everything. So if anything goes wrong, if I don't contact them by 9.
Yeah, good one.
I've covered my ass basically. Anyway, so he comes, picks me up. I hop in the car and pretty much everything just starts going wrong like immediately. Like we'd been driving for, I'd say probably not even 10 minutes. And we'd been talking about how I'm a criminology student. And then he says, you know what? I think I could murder someone and not.
What the fuck? Okay.
He's making small talk.
Small talk is, I reckon murder someone, eh? All right, and not
feel guilty about it.
I thought it was going to say not get caught.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was going to be like, and that's like a thing you do talk about, like how would you kill someone and not get caught? Like you do have that chat usually with good friends, but not, like usually like a first date, but it is something that like, you know, we probably would talk about, oh, like, how would you, you know, not get caught?
Yeah.
But, and not feel guilty about it. It's an odd thing to say, isn't it?
And I was like, what? And he's like, you know, like, just the idea of, like, strangling someone, squeezing the life out with my hands, I think I could do it. I'm very good at compartmentalizing. So I don't think, like, I'd be very concerned about it. I think I could absolutely do it and get away with it.
This is when you genuinely, I would be like, I mean, this is the thing though, you risk though them getting aggressive if it is someone who's going to kill you, this is the thing. Would I just call 000?
I have no idea.
I hate wasting resources. But I feel like this is a situation where it's not a waste. Calling 000 straight away. I'd just be like, oh, cool. I'm calling 000 right now. Like literally. And then if they weren't a murderer, they'd freak out and you'd leave. If they were a murderer, you're ahead of them.
And I'm just like, what? So I, immediately check that the doors are unlocked and that I'm not going to get murdered here and I'm starting to freak out. I'm like, I'm only 10 minutes in. Yeah, it basically just keeps getting worse. He works for the government, so he said, look, I'm not allowed to have any political opinions. And I'm like, that's fine. But he basically implied that he voted Labour. So I'm like, okay, well, that's not the biggest red flag. Maybe I've just misjudged this whole thing. And then he says, so we go park at the top of this mountain. And he's like, you know, if you do want to talk about politics, we could, like, get out of the car and leave our phones there and go for a walk. Like, why do we need to leave our phones behind? Because obviously my friends are, like, waiting for updates. And he's like, well, they could be listening in on me. And I'm like, they? Who's they?
Babe, you aren't that important. And also, if you're scared of someone listening in, why did you say out loud I could kill someone without guilt?
I didn't think of that.
I'm so scared of them listening to me having a political conversation. But I also said that I could kill someone without any guilt and I want to see the life leave their eyes.
I was on an international flight.
Off.
Yeah, this one is in a car.
Also, I hope she's got it on the fucking seat or something. I hope she's not holding it.
Maybe. Yeah, I was 21. And I don't know whether it was because I was young and maybe the lady next to me sort of was like, I don't know, wanted to strike up a conversation with me. You know, oh, you know, what's your story? Or I guess I wasn't that young though. But, you know, if there's like a kid on a flight, maybe someone wants to be like, oh, no, how are you? Are you going, mate? Well, maybe I seem nervous, or maybe she was just fucking nuts. I don't know why I'm giving you all these details. Soz, ADHD.
But
have you noticed how many people send in nightmare fuels with ADHD brains?
I know, because all of us just, we're good at telling stories, and also we're good at fucking things up. Oh, no, we're not. ADHD is a superpower. Oh, wank, wank.
Anywho, we like all introduced ourselves. So on my right hand side was this lovely lady called Julie, who was from Brisbane, going to England for a little holiday. And on my left hand side, I don't remember his name, but he was from Qatar and was going home to Qatar. So we all had a little bit of a chat. And then Julie, I reckon in the space of like maybe half an hour, probably maybe a bit longer. But anyway, she had quite a few red wines and just like fell asleep, fucking dead to the world. Mm-hmm. And I don't really, maybe had like a brief chat with the guy next to me, but then anyway, that sort of died. It was like, all right, let's strap ourselves in for our flight. Anyway, you know, there's that part when you're on a long haul flight, there's that part where everyone just kind of goes to bed. They turn the lights off and it's like, okay, this is nighttime on the plane. And anyway, everyone had gone to sleep, including me. I'd gone to sleep. Anyway, you know, when you're asleep, there's that weird space of like what's reality and what's not. Like, I don't know if you've ever had like sleep paralysis, or sometimes maybe there's like a big bang or a noise. And then as soon as you wake up, you're like, hang on, was that in my dream or was that in real life? Anyways, I was asleep and I felt something on my leg, like a little brush on my left hand thigh. And I like woke up and looked around. Julie was still asleep, bless her.
Julie's had a few cab stabs. Jesus.
On the left, the guy was just kind of, he was awake, but he was just looking out the window peacefully. Like, I don't know, I didn't see any hint of movement. I was like, okay, I must have just completely imagined that. No worries. Went back to sleep. And then, I don't know how long later, but I woke up with his fingers in my mouth.
What? Okay, so that's assault. What?
It is, definitely.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But look what he was doing.
So I'm going to try and do this because it's a podcast, but like, so you know how you make this sound? Like if you put your finger in your mouth, like put your finger up and down, I make that noise. Yes. So it was kind of like that, but like if you don't make the noise with it and instead of doing it fast, you're doing it in slow motion. So he just like had his finger in my mouth and was like slowly pushing my lips up and down. Like in a
that is the scariest thing I've ever heard. That is the creepiest thing I've ever fucking heard. Also, you're on a plane, middle seat, and she can't even you can't even escape it. It isn't like she's falling asleep at like a bus stop or something or in the airport.
But why? It was
because
no,
he's horny, because he's a fucking creep.
No, he must have taken a pill and he's like had a bit of wine and he's out of it.
He's awake.
He realize he's doing it.
He's awake.
It's so creepy.
He's awake. He was looking out the window.
I don't know.
He's awake is what I'm saying. She's asleep. He's awake.
Yeah. Julie's asleep. Julie's the witness who was meant to be a witness.
Julie, fucking hell, Julie,
oh,
wake up.
Oh my God, that is
awake,
fucked.
Going, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Or essential as that can fucking be. So I woke up with his fingers in my mouth. I looked at him in shock and he didn't like snap his fingers away or anything. He just goes to me, food's here.
What the fuck?
This is my nightmare fuel. It takes place in fast food, which is really great. It's the story of why I hate men and just how workplaces can be super toxic. But yeah, so basically I worked at for 4 years between the ages of 14 and 18. And when I was there, I was a team leader, which is like the step below manager, but you basically are a manager. You just don't get paid as much, which is like really exploiting of them, but whatever.
Totally.
So yeah, there was one night I was working a night shift, like not super late, like we shut at like 10, so it's probably like 9:30, and it was like me, my manager and two other young girls on. And that's another note, like my manager, my workplace was super toxic and my manager was an absolute sleaze, and he used to only like hire young girls. So I was working a night shift and one of the young girls was going to serve this guy, and he was probably like 40 or 50 maybe, and it was like really late at night, and I was like, okay, this is like a little bit sus, like, so I just kind of kept my eye on it. Anyway, he went up to this young girl and she was like, hi, what can I get for you? And he was like, oh, so at the time we had this promotion. It was the donut balls, like these little deep fried, like cinnamon donut balls. Really yummy.
Yum, yum. Love it.
That's beside the point. And he was like, oh, what are the donut balls like? And she was like really new, so she didn't really know how to answer like such an obscure question. So she just came and got me and was like, oh, this guy wants to ask about the donut balls. I was like, yep, no worries. Went up to him. I was like, hi, how can I help? And he was like, what are the donut balls like? And I was like, oh, they're really good. Like, I've had them. They're really yummy. Like, just trying to do my job. And this guy goes like, oh, what do they taste like? And I was like, I don't fucking know. Like, a cinnamon donut. What do you think?
Like, donut in balls. Duh.
Mm. Anyway, I didn't say that. I was like, oh, they're, like, sweet and it's like a cinnamon donut. Like, they're really good. And he was like, you know what I reckon would taste better? And I was like,
what?
No. Like, thinking he's going to be like, chips with chicken salt? I don't know. Like,
chips with chicken salt. True, it would taste the best. The best thing ever is chips, chicken salt. So, I mean, that's a fair assumption to think someone's going to say that.
Odd yeah. question. And I was like, oh, what? And he was like, you? And I was like,
ew. No. It's just that he's like, I reckon you would taste better.
Yeah.
First of all, I have thrush.
That would have been
gone.
Yeah, that. That would have been such a good comeback line.
Okay, oh I'm fresh.
Like, I didn't say that because I was just trying to be professional. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? Because I was like, maybe he thinks, like, if he was to give me a kiss, I'd taste good, which, like, obviously isn't good. Like, I'm not justifying what he said. Like, that's not a good thing. But, like, that's just where, like, my mind, I was trying to give him the benefit of a doubt. So he was like, oh, I reckon you taste better. And I was like, what do you mean? And he was like, your pussy?
Oh, sorry?
Assault.
Assault. Also, wasn't she a teenager at this job?
17.
She's 20 now, but wasn't she? She's 17. This is so revolting.
A listener production.